Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It is Dirty's Daily, and Dirty's Daily has us here on the road on a football Friday at Boomer Jacks. We're in Webster. It's 4 o'clock. People are starting to get off work, start their weekend right. Bring out the kids, man. I see my man here brought out the kids. They're shooting baskets. It's a good time out here to be had, and you can come out and join us. Great food, great drinks. Reggie from In the Loop is in the building. You can come say hello to Reggie. You can get you a nice new commemorative glass. If you don't have the Drive glass, they're right there for you to take home. Go ahead and do that. Get that thing. Get them all. Get all four of them. And not to mention your chance to win prizes, including Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards and a free oil change to Tom Ball Ford, as well as tickets to a Colts-Texans game, a pair of tickets to a Colts-Texans game, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers. All right, Dirty's Daily, Clint's out today. T. Mill is out today, and good luck, Tyler. Just want to let you know again, 0 for his last 10 on T. Mill's best bets, and he is taking that luck to Nashville. And by the way, he is 0 for his last 4 road games, including Bryce Young, who was awful. Awful, awful as a rookie, and the Texans walked into Carolina with him and lost to that Bryce Young team. I believe they won 2 games all season, and one of them was that one. And, yes, that started the birth of – I don't believe in curses, but the T-Mill curse. And he is hell-bent on breaking it, and he tried to choose this game.
Hey, about to start calling T-Mill over.
Maybe that's why he took the day off, so that way he didn't have to hear it from you.
Well, no, he didn't know. He didn't believe he was going to be 0-10. He had planned this already.
His money on the line. You can guarantee that he wasn't trying to be 0-4, but he's about to be 0-4. It's about to be his name.
It's kind of luck he's taking right now. We'll see, but a lot to get to. All right, Nick Caley said something earlier this week, and I hope he's being coy. I hope this is gamesmanship. I hope this is a situation of I'm not going to give too much. He talked about Woody Marks. He was asked the question about what he's seeing from Woody Marks, how he goes about determining who gets the most touches, because in the last game, Woody Marks seemed to be the feature back. He got more touches than Nick Chubb, and this was his response to that.
Yeah, I think it goes with, you know, everything. You know, you go into a game and you sit there and you try to, you know, you try to have balance in a variety of ways for all the right reasons. And sometimes, you know, you get into a rhythm and he played well and he was playing well down the stretch. And I think they both compliment him and Nick both compliment each other. So he did well. You know, it's hard to say how every game's going to go. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it to, but he did a great job. And, you know, I thought played consistent throughout the game and happy with his performance for sure.
All right, that's Nick Caley. Listen,
you don't like that?
I just hope he's lying, and I hope
What's wrong with what he said?
I hope he's got to a point where he's like, "Hey, all right, yeah, no matter what it is, what game it is, that Woody Marks is going to be the guy that we feature." The only problem is I've looked back at the last five games, B. Scott, and three out of the five games, Nick Chubb has been the one who's got the most touches in the game, and I just think we have moved to a space where Woody Marks should be the guy who is getting the most snaps and the most touches at the running back spot. And I hope that is the space that they are moving towards with this offense, that Woody Marks, because we watched Woody Marks had an explosion against the Titans the last time they played him, had a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and then the next week against Baltimore, even though they blew him out, Nick Chubb was the one who got the most carries. I just hope moving forward that Woody Marks, that's one of the adjustments in the second half of the season, that he is the guy at the running back position.
I don't get this one. I don't actually see this one. I would say I do agree that Woody Marks is their better all-around back at this point in his career, and that I would prefer Woody Marks over Nick Chubb if you're asking me to choose between the two of them. But one of my larger complaints with the Texans offense, and especially with their running game, is that they didn't have two running backs. Like, this is one of the few times that I can remember, and certainly in recent Texans history, where they've had two running backs where, even if I didn't necessarily feel great about either of them, that I felt pretty good about both of them. And so I think to preserve both Woody Marks and Nick Chubb, like, neither guy has been so great where I'm like, hey, that's the guy that's got to be the bell cow. That's the guy that's got to be the guy. Neither of them have been that great, but both of them have been good enough to where I want them involved. Like, let's not forget that a lot of the good things that you saw, game-winning drive that you saw from the Texans last week, starts with a 16 or 19 run from Nick Chubb. And Nick Chubb looked as explosive as I've seen him look since he's been with the Texans. So, look, I'm all for Woody Marks getting his opportunity, but I'm not necessarily here for the idea that Nick Chubb, like, I feel like what's been implied about Nick Chubb is that he's washed, that he's that, you know, you're wasting downs or wasting carries on Nick Chubb. And I've not gotten that sense from watching him.
Well,
I'm actually fine with Nick Chubb's place in the offense.
I'm not saying that he needs to be exited out. Last week was fantastic, and he did a nice job late. Woody Marks in last week's game had 16 touches. Nick Chubb had 5. Love it. That's all I'm saying. He had 14 carries. Nick Chubb had 5. I'm not saying that it has to be a situation where he is the bell cow back and he is the only one that gets carries. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you go into a game, we're looking at the running back position. Woody Marks right now should be the guy that is getting the most touches, right? I'm not saying this has to be a Joe Mixon situation
Fair
from
enough.
Last year where Joe Mixon would get 23 carries and Damian Pierce would get 1.5, it felt like. No, 14, 5, some of them. But they have gone into games where, like a couple of weeks ago in the game against Seattle, in that game, when you look at the touches, it was 10-5.
Yeah.
You know, and I
do think they've graduated from that. Like, kind of to your point,
so. I do
feel like they are at a point where they have at least seen enough, and this is not even a knock on Nick Chubb, but where they have seen enough from Woody Marks for him to be more of a focal point.
That's all I'm saying.
Of their offense. To me, it almost feels like it's implied that we're talking about Nick Chubb like he's Dari, you know. And I don't want it to be like that. Like, hey, why are we wasting this time on Nick Chubb? I think to preserve the best and to get the best out of the both of them, you do need a healthy dosage of both of them.
I'm not saying it. All I'm saying is that from what he's saying, I hope we're not in the space of, all right, man, we're going to go through this game here, this game plan, and our game plan says Nick Chubb should be more of the focal point of the run game. I don't see a scenario of which that should be the answer.
Yeah. Based off of how Woody's played, though, does it not feel like he has at least earned that, right? Like he's kind of earned that benefit of the doubt to be Woody, sort of the
– I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do. I'm hoping it's not just a, hey, all right, this week's game plan says Chubb game. Like I hope that is not the case. I think he is clearly, to me, the second back right now.
So I hear you, because I agree with that premise, but I also think that Nick Chubb has been good enough to where, for whatever reason, they view a matchup advantage for Nick Chubb, where they feel a reason that Nick Chubb should be featured more. Mm-hmm. I am okay with Nick Chubb playing and Nick Chubb getting a heavy dosage of the carries because he's been decent.
I can't get to the featured more. I just can't get past that. All right. We heard a caller earlier say thinks that the Patriots are the class of the AFC. They are now 9-2 after beating another bad team in the Jets yesterday. They have won 8 straight, the number one seed currently in the AFC. What are the Patriots?
Ooh, great question. what is this?
What are the Patriots?
What are we watching? What is this exactly? I think they are a good team, obviously. Okay, they got the record that says so, but they are well coached. They've got a quarterback that looks like he is their quarterback of the future. They got the Ohio State running back that seems to be
coming on. Yeah.
I mean, he's really coming on.
And so
between their young combination of, I guess Vrabel's not a young head coach anymore, but he's their first – between their first-year head coach, their second-year quarterback, and their young running back and a defense that I think is holding it down, I think that it's a pretty good team. Now, are they the class of the AFC like my man wanted us to say that they were in a previous segment? I don't know about all of that, but they are good. Like, I am not here for downplaying what we're seeing. They are legitimately good, I think.
Yeah,
great contender, scary. I'm not sure about all of that.
Like,
they're good for sure.
They've got a very Colts feel to them because I want to say I don't trust them, but in the games in which you watch and say, all right, they're tough games. All right, this is a game that'll let us know if the Patriots are good. They went on the road and beat Buffalo.
Yeah.
Something the Chiefs couldn't do. Something, you know, other teams that we think highly of couldn't do.
Did they beat Tampa, too?
And then they went on the road to beat Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't like.
Good teams.
Now, in between that, they played the Browns and the Jets and the Panthers and the Saints. But, I mean, do I trust them in the postseason? We'll see. I think they have a really good coach that knows what he's doing, that's had some success in the postseason. But
yeah. And you know, I'm all for giving a team credit for beating a good team, but not taking away from them when they beat a bad team.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really that the Patriots are supposed to do about those other teams being terrible.
That's another thing to me with the Colts and the Patriots. They seem to look the same against the good teams in the same way they do against the bad teams.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it did, like. Like, it's like, all right, yeah, the Colts are really good. Yeah, they put 40 on the Raiders. Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, they put 38 on the Chargers,
yeah,
too.
Right? Yeah, right.
Like, so it's a similar thing. All right, finally, man, A.J. Brown. I've got to change position here on A.J. Here, A.J. Brown had yet again another week of A.J. Brown issues, and I guess he was playing a game and made some comments about him and not being on a fantasy. Don't pick him on to be on your fantasy team.
This is the Twitch thing.
This is the Twitch thing.
Yeah.
He made some comments. This is happening on a weekly basis. Here is him refusing to apologize for the comments that he made playing a game on Twitch. Go ahead.
Is there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Yeah. Which comments are you referring
to? I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know? The same things I've been saying all season. You know, so me, making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend. You know, that's something I'm not apologizing for. You know, because like I said, you got eyes, you can see that. And so, shoot, that's me trying to like laugh through my situation.
Man, hey, if stand on business was a press availability, was a media scrum.
Listen.
That's standing on business right there. Yeah, I said it. I said what I said.
B. Scott, listen, I gotta hop off the train.
You done with A.J. Brown?
I am done defending him in this thing. Like, my whole thing is...
Man, say what he feel, man.
My whole thing has been, Brandon, I don't think he's saying anything wrong. I understand. I don't believe A.J. is just... And he said it also to the media. I don't believe A.J.'s in a position where he's just like, you know what? I just want my numbers, and I don't care about winning. I do think A.J. looks at this and is like, we are too good to just go scoreless in halves. We're too good to not complete a pass in the second half. That happened. We're better than scoring 10 points in games. I do think that. But, Brandon, he's doing it every week. It's every week, whether they win, whether he catches two touchdowns at 100 yards, whether he doesn't catch a pass. Every week, it's like they have to design this into the weekly program. All right, Wednesday, we've got to be able to be ready to address the latest A.J. Brown issue. It's every single week. I can't defend it. Like, get a week off, dog. Like, yo. Oh, man, that's.
No, nobody wants to be around, and everybody knows somebody like this. You ever have somebody in your life who seems like they're just always in a bad mood? Doesn't matter if it's highs or lows, good and bad. They always got something to complain about, or they always are just off. Their energy is just off. That seems to be A.J. Brown. I keep thinking about when the Titans first traded him, and I thought they were crazy. I thought they were insane. Why would they trade A.J. Brown? And I do understand. Like, I still think that from a football standpoint, but I also understand from a personality standpoint, you're just saying, hey, I don't want the guy around who's always bringing the energy down. D'Amico Ryans calls them energy vampires. He actually seems to be one of those.
Oh, God. I mean, it's every week.
Every week. So I get like why somebody, like, even as talented as A.J. Brown, why you would say, you know what? I'm good on that.
Again, man, B. Scott, we know. I agree with him. But at some point, man, this can't be something every single week.
Yeah, man, suck it up, Buttercup. Let's get right.
And even the 7-2 thing to me is not even. It's just like, all right, man, you know, and he's doing it to be, and it's not indoors; it's public.
You know what I want to do?
Every single week,
I want to go back and watch their Super Bowl celebrations. And just see, was A.J. Brown somewhere pouting about something in the midst of them winning the Super Bowl?
But I know,
like,
he don't,
yeah, but this.
I know he don't like Channel View Zone, and I don't believe Channel View Zone Jalen Hurts likes him back.
Yeah, no,
that's clear. That is clearly that something there. They can lie
pretty,
about that. They
pretty transparent.
There is no way that those two are having conversations to try to figure this out.
You think they have dinner together? You think they meet up at the Philadelphia equivalent of Boomer Jacks?
And I bet they ain't talked in weeks, months. It's like. They like that time Mad Dog and Mike Francesa got into it, and they just stopped talking.
Years?
Yeah, they went like they got a good 6 months without speaking to each other and did a radio show together.
Yeah.
Insane. All right, coming up as we continue, I know it is a Football Friday, and we'll get back to set you up for this Titans-Texans game. But, hey, something that many people have had as an issue, it's not an issue. You can take a deep breath. I'll see if B. Scott agrees with me. You can take a deep breath here in Houston Sports. This is something you ain't got to worry about. We'll discuss next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. I see some people shooting some hoops out here. Having a good time. Congratulations to our latest winner. You can be a winner as well. If you're on your way or in the building, go ahead and get yourself entered into our raffle box. Go ahead and grab a ticket, and Tia will hook you up and get you in our raffle box for a chance to win multiple prizes that we have left here. I do want to get into these Rockets real quick. You know me, I probably shouldn't at the time, but I will damn sure go ahead and open up the door and get in the basement with you.
Let's do it.
Text line. I'm guessing this is in reference to my A.J. Brown take of, hey, man, I had to jump off the train just because he's doing this every single week. At some point, man, we just got to slow it down. Ron hasn't played in the sports. Reading this verbatim. Ron hasn't played in the sports, but want to comment about the passion of an athlete. LOL. I know what Ron like. He likes good boys.
I don't get it.
I don't either. If you've listened to the show, I think there are a lot of people who would argue that is not. that people don't send to me like, oh, Ron just likes the good boys, and he doesn't ever want anybody that questions anything.
Man, nah, that's just silly. This whole didn't play the sport thing, like how old are we? I mean, you are 40-something years old. Like, what are we talking about? You didn't play in the – Ron is a grown-ass man. What are we talking about? He didn't play in the sports.
Like, the who sports, gives, that's the way I like
who
it.
Gives a good in damn? The sports. What are we talking about?
Like, clearly, what? It's every – like, every – there's a lot of people who didn't play in the sports that have a similar – this wasn't a
– But even if you
– standalone even, take. This is not a weird thing.
But even if you did, who cares? Like, who cares if you did? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
So the thing is, though, there are a lot of coaches out there that didn't play, you know, that are really good at what they do.
They get a pass, yeah. Bill Belichick. Yeah, they didn't play in the sports. So silly.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I know D'Amico played, but I've seen Nick Cayley up close and personal. That doesn't look like somebody that played in the sports. He's calling your offense.
It's just dumb, man. What are you talking about? I'm not a goody good guy. Anything at some point though, man. Hey, bro, we're at 10 straight weeks where you got an issue. Yeah. And at some point, like, we got to move on.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of moving on. Speaking of moving on, the Rockets, they get going tonight. The NBA Cup, get excited, baby.
Let's go,
Let's
baby.
See what this floor looks like.
Get this NBA Cup going.
As they will take on the Portland Trail Blazers, a game in which I think they should win. The Trail Blazers have been a little frisky this year. They did beat OKC, which is strange. But this is a game that the Rockets should win. And I'll throw this out there. It's my opinion, and you can have your thoughts on it. I think the number one thing walking into the season is, all right, man, Fred got hurt. This point guard situation, how is this going to shake out? And B. Scott, I'm here. I'm here to say it. You all can take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I think we're good here. I think we're good here.
You coming to my side?
I'm here. I've been here. I didn't know. I was never on another side. I was on a wait and look. Let's see how this thing works. I think we're good here. I don't think there is any kind of, hey, man, they got to go get Kyrie Irving at the break or something like that. No, I think they are good here. I think they'll be good here when Fred comes back or whatever. But the combination of Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd that are only going to get better as they continue to get more reps, more time. Reed Shepherd clearly is looking like a player that feels comfortable out there, especially offensively.
Yeah.
Now, Reed's going to run into some problems defensively. That may happen.
Well, especially if they can't run that damn zone work for them.
Yeah. They're going to run into some, and they're trying to do things to protect them. But, I mean, you look at this. Your point guard position, early in the game, short sample size, but this is rolling. I mean, Amen Thompson's giving you 17.5 a game, 5-plus assists a game, 6 rebounds on 50% shooting, and Reed Shepherd is giving you over 12 a game, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and shooting 50% from 3. Right? And they're only going to get more comfortable. That was the biggest question. I've compared the point guard situation to the offensive line situation for the Texans going into the season. I think they're good there, B. Scott. I think they're going to be fine. And I think this is going to be a group, when I say a group, these two, when these games get important and when this starts to get into May and June, that they'll be at a level where they'll be fine at the point guard spot.
So this is where I've been the entire time. You can definitely watch the Rockets at times and see where they need a point guard. Where it comes up, it's like, oh, they could use Fred VanVleet right now, or they could just use somebody to help them get organized and kind of get into their sets or
they
whatever
have their
it
moments.
Is.
Yeah,
they definitely have their moments where they look like they need a point guard. But also, to the point that you're making, the players that they do have, all of the non-point guards that are out there, are really good. And so how do you make up for this lack of point guard? How do you make up for this thing that you're lacking? Well, you have guys that take care of the basketball. You find different ways to get into your sets. You have Alperen Şengün as your offensive hub. And then those guys who are supposed to be filling that point guard role, even if they're not traditional point guards or point guards in the traditional standard, are they doing at least the thing that they're supposed to be doing? Are they playing true to their scouting report? And to your point, Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd are both doing that. No, they're not classic point guards or point guards in the traditional sense. But what they are really damn good basketball players. Reed Shepherd, a knockdown shooter who was not doing knockdown shooting for the most part in the beginning, right? Like, I think he struggled to shoot the ball for
a stretch. He looks a lot more comfortable, though.
Now he looks comfortable.
And confident.
Now he looks confident. Now he's shooting the ball the way that you would expect somebody like Reed Shepherd to shoot the ball. Amen Thompson growing into a star right before our very eyes.
He is looking like an all-NBA, like third, maybe third team type all-NBA player. When you put together what he does to affect the entire game
both sides. Exactly. And so to that point, it doesn't matter if he's not a point guard, because what he is that valuable and that important to you and that like influential in terms of winning, that the fact that it's not a point guard is not what's holding you back. And they've got enough good offensive players between Amen Thompson, Reed Shepherd, and obviously the existence of Kevin Durant and Alperen Şengün gives you enough room to operate, enough space to work with, where you don't necessarily have to have that traditional point guard out there.
Offense definitely hasn't been a problem to start the year.
No, they're now, one of the better offensive teams in basketball.
Now, in fairness, as I see this, you do want to see them against better competition, how they do that against better competition. and they have played some teams that aren't great here recently, besides San Antonio, and Portland is fine. I don't know that they're are going to be a big factor as it continues, but I know they got the Magic coming up, and they've got some other contending teams that we'll see a little bit more in. But
you know what?
Where they are right now on November 14th, you can just continue to see that there is going to be growth, and where they're going to be in January and February is clear what it's going to be.
You see it the most in close games. Like it feels like they need a point guard when the games are close. Now, fortunately for them, they've done a lot of big winning.
There
right?
was a couple of possessions in that Spurs game where it was like, could they get into something?
Yeah, I mean, I felt
that
way. I
think Stan Van Gundy mentioned it, saying, this is where they could use Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, as good as they were against Oklahoma City to start the season, there were moments in that game where I thought they could have used a point guard. It will show up in the close games that they play, and it will definitely show up in the playoffs when that time comes if these guys have not developed in the way that you want them to. But right now, it hasn't really been much of an issue. It is something that I think is still something to look out for. But hopefully by the time it does really matter, Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd have played with a certain level of confidence and a certain amount to where they're a lot better at it down the stretch.
That's right. All right, as we continue here, live from Boomer Jacks here in Webster, make your way on out here. They've got great food, great drinks, everything you need out here, and it's a great way to start your weekend here on a Friday. So make your way on out here. And you also got a chance to win some prizes as well as we continue. Listen, man, we're gonna really narrow down what this thing is about. This thing on Sunday. Tell you exactly what this game is about. We'll discuss that next.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Let's go now. Let me hear it now. Clap it up, baby. There we go. It's a good time being had out here. Got Notre Dame fans, Steve in the building running through here. We'll see what happens. They got one more easy game left.
Got an upset alert, man.
Yeah. They probably got to play one of those academy schools again, probably.
So, yeah.
They slow it down. But, yeah, he's excited about his Irish as they'll try to get back to the playoff. But a lot of good people out here are having a great time. And go ahead. Order you another drink. Have you a good time. Tip your waitresses. They're doing a great job. Staff is fantastic here. And if you have not gotten here, 4:45-ish, people getting off work, it's a good time to bring your ass on out here.
That's right.
Yep, bring the kids. I see this young lady, she's trying to shoot it in there. I don't know if she's going to make it. But come on out here. It's a good time to be had. All right. B. Scott, I'm going to tell you how I feel about this game. And, you know, if you've listened to the show, there's not a lot of breakdown of what the hell is going to happen in this game.
Texans win.
Because I just don't have it in me. I'm sorry. Listen, I know that maybe some of you may be looking for the offensive line versus the D-line breakdown. Maybe
come on, man. Ed Ingram's back against Devondre Sweat. Come on now, give me a little breakdown of the hand placement and the feet and everything. Come on now.
Some of you maybe looking for hey, Legarius Sneed's not in. What are they going to do to Nico Collins? Maybe looking at that.
Hold on, show. Hold on. You didn't play though, so you can't comment on that. Come on.
Listen,
now.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, good on that one. Seth Payne and then Sean Pendergast. Well, they'll have you a full breakdown for the pregame show coming up. Yep. On Sunday,
9 o'clock sharp. Baby.
There you go. Right there. But I just don't have that in me because. There is nothing but bad that can come from this game. Nothing but bad.
Come on now.
Nothing but bad for the Texans. The Texans need to go in here and beat the brakes off of this team. They are a far better team than this team. And when I say they're a far better team than this team, I think every team in the National Football League is a better team than this team. This team is awful. They can sleepwalk to me and win this game by double digits. This is not a good football team. All right? And they win 34-0. To me, it does not tell me anything about what they're going to do against Buffalo, Indy, or Kansas City. It doesn't.
No.
Which is when the season really matters and counts. The only thing that's bad that can come out of this. This is if you lose this game, somebody is going to lose their job. Maybe not right away, but somebody is. They're not going to lose this game, and they should not lose this game. You're 4-5 right now. This is to get to 500. And then let's go and see what you can do. How good of a team can you be? All right, then we can start to break down this defense against Josh Allen and that offensive line and what you can do and how they can stop James Cook. But not this one. Tony Pollard is not coming in here and going off. All right, Cam Ridley is a half a quarter away from preparing for whatever vacation that he is ready to go on. All right, this is not a game at all. I said it earlier, this is the Citadel before A&M plays Alabama. All right, just play the game, get through.
They so sorry you just combined their quarterback and their wide receiver.
I did.
They might and might as well, because who cares? Calvin Ridley, Cam,
but I call him Cam
Calvin
Ridley.
Ward, yeah. Cam Ridley. What difference does it make?
I'm serious. And I'll be honest, the only thing that does matter to me is how you win.
Yeah.
All right, this to me, like I said, only thing bad. They get out there and win 14 to 10, I got a problem.
Yeah. Well, look.
This should be an absolute ass-kicking.
But the how you win part, though, I don't want to gloss over that because I do
think. That's a deal to you?
Well, because I do think that there's some value in how they win. I mean, just stand with your point here, okay? If they win 17-10, that's a bad thing. That's a problem. But that also is – it means that you're going into the next game feeling like, okay, you're playing Buffalo as the team that just barely beat the Tennessee Titans, that just barely beat them 17-10. If you win convincingly, if you do so with, like, you know, the offense looking the way that it has in its previous victories, the offense looking the way that it did, quite frankly, the last time that you played the Titans, that's something that I feel like you can at least – maybe not as a commentator or an evaluator or an observer, kind of like just looking at the game and saying, hey, this is something that I can lean on. But for them, like I called it earlier, it's a self-scout game. And to me, that's an opportunity for the Texans where it's a game where your defense can win you the game by themselves. By themselves, the defense can win you the game.
I don't think they should score. I'm not saying they can't score. You never know what happens. But I mean,
but how could you not, as an offense, treat it as an opportunity to get right, to figure things out? Everything that we complain about the offense, or have complained about the offense throughout the year, this is an opportunity where winning buys you time, the possibility or likelihood, I should say, of winning buys you some time. And the time that I'm talking about is just the 60 minutes that is this game to figure some things out offensively or to at least build off of some of the things that you've already done offensively. I do think that some good can at the very least come from that. Now, I would agree with you on this. There's a lot more bad than good can happen. But I do think that there is some possibility for good to happen.
Yeah, they go out here and beat this team 35-0. It will not change my feeling on – their playoff chances, how I think of them, because this is – I mean, the Titans just aren't –
would a convincing win not make you feel better about their chance? Because I don't know if either one of us feel good about their chances of beating Buffalo on Thursday right now as we sit here.
I'll be honest.
There's nothing that they could do against the Titans that make you feel like, hey, they can apply this, or there's something that they found within themselves that they can take to Buffalo or against Buffalo and ride that out.
I mean, the closest thing is if they somehow, like, dominate Jeffrey Simmons. But outside of that, but even in that, it still would.
What if Jalen Noel or Jaden Higgins have a breakout game?
No, it doesn't mean anything to me because, one, it's the competition, right? It's to me, this is very much like the Ravens game. I don't know what that final was 44-10 or something like that.
Yeah.
This is just like that game, right? That game when Hutchinson caught two touchdowns didn't make me think Xavier Hutchinson was on the road to getting after it.
He did. He got a lot of press, though. He ended up doing the interviews and podcasts and everything.
I think Christian Kirk led the team in receiving yards in that game. That didn't make me think, here comes Christian Kirk. Man, I watched that team. I didn't recognize half the Ravens defense out there. I didn't know those guys. They pulled like seven guys off the practice squad that played a ton. So, no, it didn't really change. Only thing is bad to come out. They're so much better than this team. I cannot stress how much better the Jacksonville Jaguars are than the Texans. I mean, I'm sorry, than the Titans,
right.
I cannot stress. They are 10 times better than that team.
What if they do the thing that you've been clamoring for, and what if this becomes like a stamp of approval Woody Marks game? Where it becomes very clear that they've done the thing that you've asked for, gotten off of the Nick Chubb, Woody Marks committee and really committed to Woody Marks, and he has a big game against a solid front.
Well, no, because here's my deal is they have shown that what they do from one game doesn't mean that they're actually going to do it in the next, right? Like last time they played Woody Marks, they thought, boy, he was going to get off. The next game he had like four touches against the Ravens, right? Now, obviously they didn't. You know, they beat the hell out of that team, and they could do anything they wanted in that game. So, like, for me, it goes from it's one play to another. I think CJ will be back. It's a whole different thing. No, like, this team is so bad. I believe, with the exception of Jeffrey Simmons, they'll be able to do whatever the hell they want to do in this game. And Jeffrey Simmons dominated the last one, and they still put up 20 points in the fourth quarter. Like someone texted in, any given Sunday run. Guys, listen, I'm just being realistic with you. They can play Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, leap year. It doesn't matter. They should whoop the brakes off of this team. They are awful.
Are they saying any given Sunday on behalf of the Titans or the Texans? Because that would be a sad place to be living in.
I'm taking that they believe any given
Sunday. Hey, man, how much do you believe in your team? Well, any given Sunday. That does not spell, hey, our team is good.
And I see the text line. Yes, I understand they have their backup quarterback in. That's all right.
That would make your point even more.
I've seen enough. They're a 5.5-point favorite on the road with their quarterback injured.
See, I would argue I would argue more so that a great game with a quarterback who's not going to play again is also a waste, or to some degree a waste, sure, or a throwaway.
Yeah, no,
Aside from the point I was making earlier about the play calling, like I think it's an opportunity for Nick Caley more than anybody. Like a Nick Caley game. I know Clint was on here on the show earlier in the week saying that Nick Caley had his best game, that he had an elite game. Okay, can he build on that? Can he have another one of those? And it would be discouraging and troubling if not against a Titans team that is as pitiful as the one that we're describing. But if he can, that to me is at least a positive and an encouraging sign for the Texans.
Yeah, man. We'll see, man. They've already fired their coach, right? We'll get it. Like, if this game's not over by the third quarter, like I
– Oh,
like,
two-score game the I entire mean, game.
I'm going to – like, I will be floored.
They should be up by two scores.
And let them have it.
They should be up by two scores by midway through the second quarter, and then from that point on,
again,
should
guys,
never be up by less than two scores.
We don't have to get silly though. We don't have to go past it. From the text line, the last text that just came through, Mills is about to earn the starting quarterback job this week. Guys, we don't have to take crazy leaps. What is going on around
here? I think they're trolling us now.
Colin, are you texting in?
They know how crazy.
Let me trace this number.
Whoa. Why me?
This is Colin's phone number. Somebody, I feel like people are just trying to dig in.
No.
Stop.
No, they don't have drugs that good in that producer booth that Colin is sitting in. I can promise you that. The drugs are not that good.
Hey, Nick, I played the fifth on that one.
Nick was feeling good earlier today, baby. He was feeling real good.
All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire as we continue here on a Football Friday. The injury report is out. We've told you about C.J., Fairbairn, and Petrie being out. There is another player on this offense that is out for this game. We'll let you know the latest on that. Rockets get going tonight against the Blazers, and baseball gave out their MVPs. I got a bit of a problem. I really do. I got a bit of a problem. We'll discuss that coming up next.